Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Trumme ist Perik Tess, Mishnah Beis. V'chayeves, this Trumme is mechuyev beleket u beshikcha u bepeya. We're talking about someone who planted Trumme. There are times, like we learned in the previous Mishnah, that you have to leave it grow. Chazal were geyser. Now what grows is Trumme, and you can't destroy it. However, while regular Trumme is not mechuyev in leket shikcha peya, this Trumme is. Because it's not real Trumme. Really, when you plant Trumme, what grows is not Trumme min ha-Torah. Chazal made a gzeira. It should be usur for non-kohanim. And that it has to be treated like Trumme, it can't become Tameh. But it's not really Trumme, therefore it's mechuyev in leket shikcha peya. So as this Trumme grows, you'll do all the things you normally do. If one piece falls or two piece falls, leave it for the poor people. If you forget a bundle, leave it for the poor people. Then you have to leave the edge of your field for the poor people. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, who can come collect this leket shikcha peya if what grows is considered Trumme? Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Vani Yisrael Vani Kehanim Elaktim. All poor people, whether they're Kehanim or Yisraelim, can come and collect these matanis, even though these pears cannot be eaten by Yisraelim or Leviim. So this is a big chiddush. We're letting the Aniyei Yisrael collect together with the Aniyei Kehanim, even though they're not allowed to eat it. Well, if they're not allowed to eat it, what are they collecting it for? What are they going to do with it? Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Aniyei Yisrael moichrin es shalahem. The Aniyei Yisrael are going to sell theirs. They're going to sell the leket shikcha peya that they collect from this field, lekehanim for kehanim, bidmei truma, for the value of truma, which is, of course, less than the value of chulin, as we explained, often because there are less people buying it. But Lamai said they could sell it. It has some value. V'adamim, the money they get for selling it, shalahem, belongs to them. Rabbi Tarfon says, Lo yilakti ela aniyei kohanim. No. Only poor kohanim should collect it. Aniyei Yisrael should not collect it. Why? Shema, out of a concern that as they're collecting it, yishkechu, they're going to forget that the peiros are truma, v'yitnu l'teich piyam, and they're going to put it into their mouth. So it's not that Rabbi Tarfon disagrees with the Tanakama whether or not the Aniyei Yisrael have a right to collect it. He's just scared if they do, I know they have a right to collect it, they may come to eat it. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva agrees with the Tanakama. Im kein, if the Chacham were not matter for Aniyei Yisrael to collect matonis from what grows from Truma, why? Because you're scared that maybe as they're collecting, they're going to forget and pop it into their mouth. So let's say even Kehanim could not collect unless they're tar. Because if the Kohen is Tameh, what if he's going to forget and put the peri into his mouth? So just like you're saying that all poor Kehanim can collect, whether they're Tameh or Tahar, and you're not worried that Tameh, the Kohen, is going to put it into his mouth, so you shouldn't be worried that the poor Yisrael is going to put it into his mouth as well. So we learned in our Mishnah that Gidulei Truma are Mechuyev in Leket Shikcha Peya. Both the Aniyei Yisrael and the Aniyei Kehanim can collect it. The Aniyei Yisrael aren't allowed to eat it. They can sell it to the Kehanim at the price of Truma. If Tarfon says, I don't want the Aniyei Yisrael collecting it, they're going to forget and come to eat it. And Rabbi Akiva says, if that's the case, then you should say not all Kehanim can collect either, because those that are Tameh, they may also forget and come to eat it. Okay, so if you want, you can go on to the next Mishnah, or you can listen to this discussion here. What would Rabbi Tarfon Taka answer to Rabbi Akiva's Taina? Rabbi Akiva has a good Taina. You're not worried about Tameh Dekehanim, so why are you worried about Yisraelim? They're going to come to eat it. So you can look here in the Mishnah Rishayna, in the Taisus Yom Tov. Some say Rabbi Tarfon would answer, Kehanim are more trained. Kehanim's reason him to be careful. Some say that Rabbi Tarfon holds that when Chazal said what grows from Truma is Truma, they only meant that you shouldn't eat it, but they were never geyser that you can't eat it if it's Tameh. That's why all Kehanim can collect, because the Tameh Kehanim can eat Gidulei Truma. And there's even a third opinion, and again you can look in the Taisus Yom Tov here, that Rabbi Akiva is actually more machmir than Rabbi Tarfon. And Rabbi Akiva is not saying, well, you see, by Kehanim they didn't say Tar Kehanim yes, the Tameh Kehanim no. So you see, we're not worried about forgetting and eating it. Now those that hold, that's not what Rabbi Rav Akiva meant actually to say, Enachanami. Only tar the kakanim should collect. Tummy the kakanim should not collect. So according to this shot, Rav Akiva's taina to Rav Tarfa was, you're not being strict enough. Pashta is what we learn in the Mishnah. Rav Akiva is agreeing with the Tanakama. No, any Yisrael could collect. You see, we're not worried that Tamid Kekanim are going to eat it, so we shouldn't worry about Yisraelim eating it. But according to this pshat, Rav Akiva is actually having a tiny trip tafa. No, you should be more strict. Why are you just saying any Yisrael shouldn't eat, but you're letting Tamid Kekanim eat? I say Tamid Kekanim should also not eat because of the concern that they're going to put it into their mouth.